The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Now this man here is going to take me by the hand, and he's going to lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz. In the right tempo, fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold.
Al, let me lead. Let me lead. No, you're stepping on my toes.
In other words,
touch me. Touch me.
Baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Great to have you here. There's a lot going on. There's so much going on. We're going to have a priest in the studio. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Now, I know what you're thinking. Now Joe's getting too carried away. He's bringing in the deity to do his show. Reverend Father Jeffrey Lee, pastor of the parish of St. Mary's in Colts Neck, which is a great church. I've been there. And they have a great mass. Sometimes late one time, it was with Charlie. Well, I was taking Charlie home. I think it was like a 5 o'clock or even a 4 o'clock. I think it was an early mass on a Saturday. And I texted Charlie's mom and said, can I keep Charlie an extra hour? We're going to church at St. Mary's. And we did. Boom. Well, Iggy Giuffre, our buddy from Route 22 Toyota, our dear, dear friend who does so much for the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. And every time I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, you know, I don't consider them commercials. It was just, this is just something that will make your life better, you know. And here, Iggy donated a truck to the parish over there at St. Mary's. I want to see exactly what was going on. And I want to tell you about all the good things that are happening, you know. And Iggy giving a truck to the St. Mary's Parish. It's just a good thing. It's a positive thing with all this air of negativity in the news that I hesitate to go through every morning. Don't get me started. Russ Salzberg in the house. Russ is great. He's a funny guy. He looked great, Al, at the wedding. He's looking good.
Yeah. I
say that because I think we're the same age, and he looks good. He does not age. I love this guy.
No, we had a good talk at the football game on Sunday.
Wife, a little too pretty for Russ. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Well, if you look at Russ,
Ricky's very
a little
nice.
Out of his league.
She's a doll.
She's the best. But I'm saying, you know, you wouldn't think Russ would be such a beautiful woman. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying.
An indictment.
But they would say that about me when I was at Kimberly all the time. The first thing people would say, they'd look at Kimberly, then look at me and say, what is she doing with him? And then I wrote the song at my wedding. What was the name, Dina, of that song? That's what she's doing with me. I answered that thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hey, also, Michael Goodwin wrote this is a great interview with President Trump. And I love the relationship that Michael Goodwin, this great journalist, has and our friend has with Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States. And you could read it in the New York Post, and we invite you to read it in the Post and pick up the Post. And we invite you to go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter. We reposted that great article by Michael Goodwin talking to the president of the United States. Then we're going to have some funny. Oh, we have is it Friday funnies today? What happened? We have it. We don't have it. We have it. Did Matt set it up?
You know what? I don't know if they. Well, they
did we get fed
play,
in?
No. Yeah, they're in here. They'll be in.
Well,
here,
we're going to Ari Spears. Ari is a comedian, impressionist, actor, best known for appearing on a Mad TV. Remember that? So Matt Sambald said, you got to put Ari Spears on. He's very funny, so he will be doing. Is he coming in, Dean? Is he coming into the studio?
No, I think he's on the phone.
All right. Well, we'll take him on the phone. We need the laughs. We need the laughs, because as I look at this, and I feel responsible to have to, and we'll go to the phone calls in a second, too. I appreciate you checking in at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. But all that's going on with the impeachment inquiry, it's only that. It's an inquiry. And now the president is saying, look, and he sent a letter
Nancy Pelosi. Look, if you're going to subpoena everybody from the White House, then we want you to hold a vote. The Democrats in the House to hold a vote, and if they're going, is there going to be impeachment or not an impeachment? Are you going to vote to impeach or not? Because, and that's only fair, because all of this is political theater, all of it. Adam Schiff, when he's, you know what, I see through it, and I know you see through it too. Believe me, the Republicans did it to Bill Clinton. It's the same exact thing. The only difference is Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. And when you see Adam Schiff go up there and his eyes. And he says, and he walks to a bank of cameras. They live for this. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is what the politicians live for. Nancy Pelosi, the way she's talking with her, does that weird thing with her mouth. And isn't that a joy? I don't know what's going on there. I really don't. Then Adam Schiff steps up, and it's creepier. It's even creepier. And he tries to be real, calm and talk about impeachment. It's a ruse. It's political theater. It's a takedown. They are being financed by people who want socialism in this country. They want power and control. They want us to not have a vote. They don't want us to believe in the country. They want to take away any patriotism. You could see what's happening little by little, what's happening around the country. Like when I saw on Tucker last night, he did a great piece on this Rashida Tlaib character. You know, she goes to Detroit. Says, oh, this facial recognition is racist. Get out of Congress. Rashida Tlaib, get out of. She just wants to. They just want to break down and attack everything we believe in. When you and I are working every single day, paying our taxes, to working as hard as we possibly could work, and they're trying to tear down everything. And the fact of the matter is, you have to remember the facts, that this president did not call the Ukraine. Don't let that narrative, and you will hear every single news outlet except for Fox, they will say, every single outlet will say, the president called the Ukraine to go after his political opponent, Joe Biden. That is wrong. That's an error. That is fake news. That is not true. That's number one. Number two, Rudolph Giuliani went to the Ukraine before Joe Biden announced he was running for president. So how could that have been a political witch hunt? There was such corruption. I want to know what happened with Hunter Biden. I want to know where Hunter Biden is. Where in the world is Hunter Biden? Waldo, forget Waldo. Where's Hunter Biden, for crying out loud? What did Joe Biden get out of it? They're covering it up, and the news covers it up. They touch on it, they leave it, and they go right for the president's jugular. And what the reason is, because the president is going after the swamp. The reason is the president is going after the deep state, and they can't stand it. And I'm telling you, my hopes are high. And I am positive that what happened with the Mueller probe will happen with this Ukraine embarrassment. Right. And the president will go on to victory. I only hope that the president with the Democrats can sit down and they can figure out why there are mass shootings in America, why there's an opioid addiction in America, why the stressed areas of the United States of America are not addressed, why Barack Obama can't step up and help out the president of the United States with the opportunity zones. You know, maybe things like that can happen. How great would that be? You know, listen, hope springs eternal, and I will spring eternal. Hey, Steve, good morning. Thanks for calling, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a million for doing that Tunnel to Towers. You were terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for being there, man.
Yeah. Haven't run in a while at my age, but it was a lot of fun, and it gave me real hope for this country to see all those patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Steve. I got to ask you, did you make the run? Did you go through the tunnel? Did you do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
God bless you. God bless you.
It was terrific.
You know what, Steve?
I'm going to do one Saturday, too, for the veterans.
Oh, man. Listen, thanks for your support.
Another one.
Thanks for being there.
One more thing.
Yes, please.
One more thing. We were kind of neighbors growing up. I was Verona High School, class of 68.
Now listen.
Right
at Jay Moore. That's Jay Moore's high school, was it not? I believe it was. Yeah.
That's right.
Verona, Bloomfield Avenue, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Steve.
Boys.
That's it, man. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. Verona High School. That's where Jay Moore went to Verona. I went to West Essex High School, but from Bloomfield. We kept going up Bloomfield Avenue from Belleville, you know, Newark to Belleville to Bloomfield, then ended up in the Caldwells, you know, going to West Essex. But to the tunnels, the towers, what Steve was talking about, this was one of the magnificent events ever. And let me just start with this, if I can, and then we'll get to the rest of the day. $11 a month, tunneltotowers.org. And this is not a paid political announcement. $11 a month. You can help build smart homes for the catastrophically wounded veterans and for the first responders. This and that tunnel that you run through, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, this is the tunnel that Steven Siller, back in 9/11, he ran through in full gear, 60 pounds, 70 pounds of all of his FDNY gear. Couldn't get the truck through because of the traffic, ran through that tunnel. If you go through that tunnel, there is a rise as you come from Brooklyn to Manhattan inside that tunnel. It's a slow rise. God bless and rest the soul of Steven Siller, man, because in full gear, only to die in the towers, only to die in that horrible, horrific attack, you know, that was upon America. So that's what we celebrate. We celebrate all the first responders. All the 7,000 people have died since 9/11 with 9/11 illnesses, not only the 3,000 or so who died on that day. And the tunnels to towers is front and center. And I'm telling you, when I put my daughter Charlie there and she watched all those firefighters with all those American flags, it made you proud to be an American. And I think I would just love to see that more on a national stage. And you know what? A shout out to CBS2, Chris Raggi and his crew over there. And Maurice Dubois was there. And they showed up and they covered it. And we appreciate that very much. So thank you, Steve, for that phone call. You know, there's so much good going on. And you know what? There's so much good going on in New York. And you don't hear about it. You just hear about the negativity. So maybe on this Friday, we just touch on the positive just a little bit. You know, that's what we're trying to do anyway. Hey, Yankees tonight, Big Al. Daddy's going to the Yankees tonight.
That's correct.
Oh, I'll be on, I think, live on Cavuto Coast to Coast. I believe at 1:30-ish, I think. We're going to have some fun with Neil. The way, unless something happens, you never know. With the president, you never know. You could get the Trump bump, which I call boom. Sorry, Joe, the president's having a press conference.
Right.
And I respect that and so understand that. So, but right now, we're going to go do a little shooting thing at the for the Columbus Day Parade, which is coming up. By the way, mm-hmm. Again, Princeton University now. They're throwing out Columbus Day and making it Indigenous People
right,
Day.
That's correct. That's
do you know the taxes you pay in Princeton?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know now they we'll join the boroughs together, Princeton Borough and Princeton Township. And wait a minute. And then the taxes will go down. Taxes aren't down. If you feed the deer in Princeton, you go to jail. This is crazy. That you got now you're going to throw away the day that celebrates the Italian Americans in Princeton, New Jersey. Just because, what are you, waspy town now? Because you got the university there? Oh, you're not gonna acknowledge the ethnicity that built this great country and the Italian Americans, Princeton? A little waspy? What are these people thinking about? Glen Rock, New Jersey, they turned around. They thought about it, but they said, no, we're keeping Columbus
Day. There are only two cities that that celebrate Indigenous People Day in New Jersey, Newark and Princeton.
And Indigenous people, yeah. And I'm glad that Newark pays such homage to the Indians.
Why can't we give them their own holiday?
Yeah, exactly. And why? And you know what? I have to tell you this. Don't get me started. See how I get started on this stuff. All the information.
Good.
My kid. I put my kids up the other day. Mm-hmm. They start talking in school. They start talking about Columbus mm-hmm. and how bad Columbus was. Columbus pulls up in his. He pulls up. He puts it in park. He puts the Pinto, the Nina Marina.
Yeah, the anchor.
What was the
We're
name?
We're here.
Get out. The Santa Maria puts it in park.
Yeah.
Boom. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Puts it in park. No. I love it. Get out.
Get the engine running.
Yeah.
The Indians are eating each other.
Right.
Albert, they're cannibals.
He
is technically, look, I got to get a hold of this. You got it. Could you stop eating each other, please? Okay, yeah. Put the forks down.
Yeah.
Let's not eat
I'm
each other.
I'm here for pepper and salt. I don't need this. We're here for spices.
They don't tell history is so flawed about Christopher Columbus.
I know.
This was a courageous man. He sure
forget he died broke, Christopher Columbus. He died broke.
And so
he thought he was hitting all these big treasures and all this, you know, I'm rich, fortune. Okay, no, it didn't happen.
Oh my god. Snack time. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that guy sitting down
over
there.
The arm or the leg?
What do you
like the scene in Goodfellas? It's a wing.
Oh jeez. Please, leave it alone.
Mom's going to make some fresh sausage and peppers.
The Italian Americans deserve a day. They deserve a month.
Absolutely.
They deserve to be saluted.
Give indigenous people their own day. I don't understand
Italian
why
Americans
they have to do it on Columbus Day.
All the ethnicity of this great country are the fabric and the foundation of the United States of America. Stop taking everything that we believe in away. Oh, my Lord. Thank God we still have the statue in New York. Thank God we fought for that, huh? Mm-hmm. And we're going to celebrate on ABC7 with the Columbus Citizens Foundation, Maria Bartiromo Episcopal, broadcasting the Columbus Day Parade. We want you to come in and we want you to enjoy everything great about the Italian-American community. Debbie Dupain, Haim, you going to be there? You going to be there on that's a week from Monday. A week from Monday already.
I don't know. I will check my schedule to see if I can. It depends if I can get out of work that day.
Can we have
because that's during the
Debbie
day,
Duhaime
right?
float, maybe? We should have. That's what
well,
we should
I,
have.
I am
waving
only,
from the top of the float? Come on.
I don't think I have enough. I'm only 0.9% Italian. That's I have my DNA
good
done.
Good
not
enough.
Even 1 full percent. So
look,
if I don't know.
Look,
don't
if Elizabeth
can
Warren
qualify.
If Elizabeth Warren can be Pocahontas, you can be Italian. There it is.
That's
Come
right.
On.
I'm Italian. I'll be Italian for the day. Without I love the Italians. I love Italian people. I love the warmth. I love
Thank
the
you.
Love.
Thank you.
The food.
Thank you.
I can't wait to go to Italy.
That's
this is going to be awesome.
Oh, you're going to be. We are going to have such a blast. We're going to have such a great time. That's only a couple weeks away already.
I know. I
with
can't
the,
wait.
With the Perillo Tours. Hey, 21. Debbie's out there right now on this Friday looking out for you on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're seeing some delays right now in the Uptown NRQ and W trains. It's police department activity at Times Square. PATH trains back on or close to schedule. Some earlier problems cleared. Inbound GWB 35. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 25. Holland, 15 to 20. Garden State Parkway south of 160 in Paramus, an accident. 80 East 6 at 28, getting out toward Ledgewood, a collision. 18 North at Ruse Lane in East Brunswick. That's an accident waiting for you. Henry Hudson south by the Moshaloo, a crash. The Bronx River Parkway south right at the Cross Bronx. Watch for a hit there. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 10 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to Montauk Highway and Shirley with an accident being cleared. Southern State West at Bethpage State Parkway, an accident. Avoid Steel Road in Monroe around Sacred Heart Church. They're getting ready for the funeral services for fallen police officer Brian Mulkeen. Partly cloudy today with a high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher watches the Democrats in a frenzy.
We got dragged through years of Russia and nothing there. They pivoted to racism, but didn't seem to work. So cue the whistleblower who doesn't like a conversation that the president had with Ukraine. They have no shame left.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm excited to share the good news about Relief Factor with so many people. For years now, I've partnered with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor. If you're struggling with back pain or neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain, do you know, I've told you this before, 70% of people who order the 3-week quick start at my recommendation order more. That's because it works. It really does work. And if it doesn't work, you know, Pete and Seth say people often don't give it a legitimate try. Maybe they took one packet a day for a few days, then skipped a day or two. You got to do what they tell you to do. The doctors who created Relief Factor recommend 3 packets a day for a full week, then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. Give it a try. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Take the 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $19.95. What do you have to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Mike coming up at 10:05. If you're looking for some great gift-giving ideas, visit Parian & Sons, please. Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes have been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings. You know, for 98 years, when I went over there, I saw that black and white picture I tell you about. I saw that on the wall, and I said to Glenn Parian, what is that, Glenn? His dad in Clifton, New Jersey, all those years ago. They had a jewelry store back then, and now it's Glenn and Maria and Katie and Debbie, and now I feel comfortable enough when I want to buy a little cross for my Charlie for her first Holy Communion. I went right to Maria. I said, Maria, I need a cross. I need a diamond cross. I want it to be just right size. I want it to be great. A good quality diamond. And boy, did I get a beautiful, beautiful diamond from Parian & Sons for my little daughter. And you will do the same, because when you go to Parian & Sons, they walk you through the color, the cut, the character, and all of that of the diamond. You don't know it. I don't know it. That's what they do at Parian & Sons. And then you can check out Charles Kripal Jewelry and A-Link Jewelry, watches by Ebel and Auris. And by the way, they're real jewelers. They repair. They restore, like I always tell you. You got to check out Parian & Sons. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or start here, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's A27. You know, I am a church-going, guilt-ridden, God-fearing Italian Catholic, guilty as charged. When they say bad things about the church, I double down and tell you I go every Sunday. And I joke about the Mass and the length of the Mass and how much singing there is. I'm a diehard Catholic. I'm not going anywhere, I believe. And I can say this. See, I can say this on Salem Media, and I don't say this dramatically, but I go, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Can I say that? All right. And I don't care who you believe in, what you believe in, what you are, what your lifestyle is. I don't care. I love you anyway. So it's always nice to hear when something happens good within a church, within a synagogue, within a mosque, and something happens good. And here is a great story that we wanted to put on the air because I want to stay positive a little bit. For goodness sake, everything is so negative. So yesterday, a very nice thing happened. Our friends at Route 22 Honda, Route 22 Nissan, Route 22 Toyota, and Hudson Honda saw a need and filled it by donating a brand new pickup truck to St. Mary's Church. Now, I know St. Mary's in Colts Neck, New Jersey. I've been there. Great, great church, great mass. And on the line with us now is a Reverend Father Jeffrey Lee. He is from St. Mary's in Colts Neck. Hey, Father, welcome to the show. Great of you to join us. I know you're not the kind of guy that will jump on the radio, but we appreciate you joining us this morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, tell us what happened with, because I'm a huge Iggy Giuffre fan, and people know, and folks listen. No, this guy's great. He helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs. Father, he helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs. He stepped up. He had Toyota step up and help the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, and we're still reaping the benefits from that goodness. Tell us what happened down at the St. Mary's, if you would.
Mr. Giuffre is a really positive, generous man, and the Graham Auto Group as well. And they support many, many causes, not just Catholic churches or Catholic causes, but causes that really impact people's lives. So he came to me some months ago and wanted to do something for the church in honor of his wife who had recently died.
Yeah.
And I said, well, just hold on for a little bit. And after a period of grieving and stuff, let's get together and we can talk about it. So he said he wanted to donate a vehicle to the church, you know, for a raffle, for some other opportunity. And I said, well, I said, we have a greater need that's more pressing and immediate. And he said, what's that? I said, well, we have a pickup truck that has well over 200,000 miles on it. and we've taken it off the road. We don't register it. We don't have plates. We just use it for the campus to help us with grass clippings and leaves and those kind of things and moving things around. And he said, well, you know, we could certainly do something about that. And I said, you know, because we really need to get something back on the road to help us with delivering food and other services, picking up supplies, picking up things when we have events, you know, all kinds of things that support the total mission of the church. And he stepped up right away. That was the last time he came back to me and he said, here's what we have. Here's what we can do. How about this? How about that? And we went up, we took a look at things, and very, very gracious, kind. His whole team at Toyota was just great, really great.
They came in like this. This is great. But what were you going to do? You'd have to do a special fundraiser for the.
We were really not going to do anything for the short term because we're just in the process of overhauling kind of our budgetary structure. Mm-hmm. And while the economy is good and we're very grateful and thankful for all of that, there are significant challenges that many small organizations face, especially with the rising personnel cost.
Yeah.
You know, we have to treat our paid employees, our staff well. We have to compensate them well. And the Catholic Church has always advocated for that. So during this time of transition, we were not doing really much of anything. And sometimes we couldn't even participate in something that we would normally because we didn't have the facilities available to us or the vehicle available to us.
Yeah, Father, this is a Father Jeffrey Lee down in St. Mary's. I've been down there. My friend Stacy is down there in Colts Neck. And, you know, and I was down there at her daddy's funeral. We went down and it's that is, by the way, and if you can we do, Father, do you think we can do a confession live on the air? No, I'm only kidding. It's just a little joke.
I don't know if we had time. What do you think?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Okay. Well, Mike Gallagher will be up at 10 o'clock. We'll take us right into that. Unbelievable. I got to tell you, I'm a diehard Catholic, you know, and I see all the good that the Catholic Church does. And while we got the airwaves, it's like, thank you for your service. Thanks for being a disciple of Jesus. Thanks for helping out. People don't realize, and this is what gets me a little crazy when they say all the bad things about the church, Father, is that the Catholic Charities, they do more than the United States government. The Catholic Charities, huh? I mean, tell us about the Catholic Charities within the inner cities of the United States, please.
Exactly. Well, the inner cities of the United States, but also globally, we rarely talk about the Roman Catholic Church being one of the single largest non-governmental agencies to impact global poverty and global educational initiatives, global healthcare initiatives, and continues to this day. Just last weekend, we had a preacher, homilist, come from Uganda as part of an international missionary co-op program that we host. And he was just talking about the lack of clean drinking water in Uganda. Now think about this. In the 21st century, with the wealth of many, many, many nations throughout the world, and we still have people who don't have access to clean drinking water. Yeah. So he made his pitch, and the people here are always very, very generous to that pitch. But one of them came up to me afterwards and said, you know, I think I would like to do a little bit more. And I said, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, he talked about wells and water storage tanks. And I said, and this person said, I really want to investigate that. And I think I want to give that in honor of my mother and my father.
Wow. Wow.
And then someday go see that village where clean water is being provided for people. You know, and the Catholic people continue to be very faithful, very supportive of the mission of the church, even in this time where we're having some real difficulties, some real challenges. We don't ignore them. We face them head on. But we have to remember the larger mission of the church must go on.
Amen.
And the Catholic faithful continue to support that.
It's so true. And not to mention, we'll let you go, Father. We appreciate your time. And, but the persecution of Christians around the world, we never hear about
it.
What's happening? I mean, how many churches are set on fire? How many Christians are killed? You know what? It never makes the news cycle, Father Lee. You know that, correct?
That's right. Well, and the idea of religious liberty and religious tolerance across the board really needs to be part of our sociopolitical agenda as we continue to move forward.
Yeah.
And You know, today it's kind of coincidental, I imagine, maybe even providential, is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi.
Ah.
You know, the great founder, the great preacher in Italian. Il Poverello.
That's it. Thank you. And the patron saint of pets, isn't he? Of animals, am I right?
Absolutely. And so this afternoon we're going to bless pets and animals here in Colts Neck, and it's always an adventure because we have horses and we have all kinds of... You know, things we have there's a llama farm in Colts Neck.
Oh,
so you never know who's going to show up.
Father, could you bless my llama? I love it. Sure.
You know, so, and we wish our Holy Father, Pope Francis, a very happy Names Day.
There you go.
He continues to lead the church and to guide us. So, thanks so much for this time, for the Bram Auto Group, for, you know, Iggy Giuffre, and all of his colleagues.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
You know, Reverend Jeffrey, we appreciate it very, very much. And to Iggy Giuffre, he is one of the great ones. And as I say to you listening, when I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
And the Bram Auto Group, we appreciate it. Hey, you know, God bless you, Father. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for your service to the church.
Thank you, and God bless you, too.
Thank you, indeed. Reverend Jeffrey Lee, he is from the pastor. He's the pastor of St. Mary's Church in Colts Neck. By the way, great church. And by the way, you want to bring your... Now I'm going to feel guilty. I got to get Otis blessed. Now that's something that I got to do. I got to go home and get Otis blessed. Oh, yeah. Come on. St. Francis of Assisi. We appreciate that chat very, very much. Russ Salzberg will join us. You don't want to... You know, Russ is just going to rip it up. You don't want to miss Russ coming up momentarily. And Michael Goodwin as well. And Ari Spears, the comedian, is going to join us. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes was set to be enforced across New York today, but retailers are getting a reprieve. Yesterday, a court approved a request by the Vapor Technology Association and affiliates for the ban to be put on hold until another court hearing later this month. Vape shop owners believe the ban would hurt their sales since flavored products are popular among customers. State Health Commissioner said yesterday's decision won't stop New York from trying to put an end to teen vaping and vaping-related illnesses. The NYPD says they need help finding the woman who was caught on video taunting lions at the Bronx Zoo last weekend. Police say the woman in the video that's gone viral is 32-year-old Maya Autry. She jumped into both the lion and giraffe pens at the zoo at about 5:30 p.m. last Saturday. Autry has been posting animal-themed photos to her Instagram account ever since. Cops have been unable to track her down. They say she could be charged with criminal trespass for the incident at the zoo. In sports, Mets moving on from manager Mickey Callaway. He was fired Thursday after two seasons on the job. Meanwhile, the Yankees ready for October baseball. They'll host the Twins tonight in Game 1 of the American League Division Series. NHL home opener for the Rangers. They beat the Jets 6-4. Thursday night football, Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. This afternoon, we'll have Game 2 of the NLDS. It's the Cardinals against the Braves. St. Louis leads that best of seven, one game to none. Pre-game at 4, first pitch at 4:37 right here on AM 970, The Answer. NFL football this Sunday, Ravens at Steelers. Kickoff at 1 p.m. right here on The Answer. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. The Sawmill northbound getting up toward Route 100 into Hawthorne. An accident, 684 southbound slowing down as you head down toward Katona with an accident getting down past Golden's Bridge. Now, if you're going to be heading to Still Road in Monroe, watch for closures around Sacred Heart as they get ready for fallen officer Brian Mulkeen's funeral later on this morning. Traffic is building inbound GWB 40 minutes in. Lower level, it's a three-car accident. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, it's 20. Holland still about 35 in from 1 and 9. 80 East, exit 28. Getting out toward Ledgewood, a crash. 80 West, exit 27. A collision there as well. It's kind of busy on 22 East at Grove Street in Bridgewater. A truck went into a building, and we're still seeing volume on the Henry Hudson south at the Moshaloo with a collision. Prepare for some delays at the Brooklyn Bridge getting into town with a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
The process for cross-border disputes can be slow and complicated. ICDR is the trusted leader in international disputes. Backed by the American Arbitration Association, the ICDR's arbitrators and mediators are devoted to more efficient dispute resolution. Visit ICDR.org.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Russ Salzberg come up in a second. Can I tell you about Perillo Tours? So much going on in the morning on a Friday. It's 8:39. Everyone knows Perillo Tours are the definitive travel experts in Italy and Hawaii, serving travelers for some 75 years now. What you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2020. That's right, Spain. CEO Steve Perillo and his nephew Devin, representing the fourth generation of Perillo Tours, they have put together an unforgettable excursion to Spain. How does a 12-day tour of Spain sound, right? Madrid, Cordoba, Granada. You like my Spanish accent now? You like that? Seville, huh? Look at this. You can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension. All Perillo Tours, they only contract 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. Enjoy a carriage ride in Seville. You could take in a passionate flamenco dance show, perhaps sherry tasting in a private art gallery. How about participating in a paella cooking class, an olive oil factory tour, maybe, and tasting? You're going to love it, all including the famous Perillo Never Lift a Finger promise that you have come to know and love. Call for the new 2020 Spain brochure. 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO, 888-P-E-R-I-L-L-O. You can go to your travel agent or check out, please, PerilloTours.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one. And it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe on the radio at 841. Remember when you were in your teens and you thought you were invincible? Huh? The same rationale applies to adults, too. You know, when we're healthy, we think we're great. Really, you know, I know what I'm talking about, right? And then we think when we don't need a power of attorney, you don't need a health care proxy, you don't need an estate plan, you don't need your will, your trust in order. Excuse me. Listen to Joey. Believe me, I've made every misstep that you could possibly make in life. But I put it all together when I visited Connors and Sullivan. I called Lisa. They said, "Call." This is the phone number I'm going to give you, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Lisa's there. The gals are there. They will get you to Bridget. They will get you to Rose. They will get you to Kelly, to Beth, to Mr. Connors himself. You'll get a free consultation at Connors and Sullivan. You have to check out. You may need a healthcare proxy. You may need a power of attorney. Put your financial legacy in order, please, with Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for 30 years. You'll designate who you want to make decisions for you. Call for a free initial consultation with a lawyer, please. Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Offices in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Well, we had Father Leon from St. Mary's. Now we're going to go to Rabbi Salzberg. Russ. I know he's just drooling, waiting to jump all over this.
Well, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on with you guys over there. I mean, either way, every time I come on, first there's a discussion about some Jew funeral home, and today, all of a sudden, I'm waiting to come on. I got to hear a discussion about the patron saint of pets. Oh.
Rabbi, great to have you with us this morning.
What the hell is going on? Forget about it. And I got to tell you something else.
Yes, sir.
I was fully prepared to talk baseball and what this morning.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Forget about it. Strike up the band. John Katsimatidis for mayor.
Yeah, baby. We love it. We love it. Come on now. I tell you, everybody.
I'm no Stu Nod. I know where the bread is buttered, for crying out loud. Once we get John Catsimatidis, right, in the mayor's chair, we got to find a spot in his cabinet for Jerry Crowley. And I got the spot.
What's the spot?
You remember the Little Rascals?
Yes. Go ahead.
The Sergeant of Arms.
he'd be good. He'd be good at that. That's great.
Just like Butch. Just like Butch at the He-Man Womanators Club. And I'm just the guy to do it. Me, Jerry Crowley.
Oh, Russ, you'd have been. Russ, I got to tell you, you look so young and handsome. And I said, your wife is so beautiful. And people always say when they see you with your bride, they always say, what is she doing with him? I get that all the time myself.
Oh, hey, what do you think they were saying to Carol Orff, huh? But let me tell you something, Joe. I told you all those years. Yes. You know, you go ahead, you got your problem with your meniscus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all from getting down on one knee asking all those people to marry over the years.
That's exactly right.
That's what it is.
It was too many.
If you would have been doing it on both knees, we would have been wheeling you around.
Oh, that's next, man. But you look great. Did you have fun at the Murano wedding? I mean, that was pretty exciting, huh?
I thought it was a lovely wedding. I was just glad I didn't get whacked as soon as I walked in. Do you remember Godfather 2 when Michael Corleone is in Cuba, the guy in black with the hat on, the black hat? So I'm walking in, and there are two older guys looking just like that. As soon as I'm walking in, you know, I'm minding my own business. I get one of these. Oh, Russ Salzberg, is that you? And my wife hit the ground. She thought she was going to get whacked. She said, do you owe anybody money here? I'm afraid.
It was, like, difficult, not impossible.
But you know what? It's all kidding aside. It was a lovely wedding. It was great seeing everybody there. Really a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
It was an eclectic mix of people, though, Russ. You have to admit, you're absolutely right.
I thought it was going to turn into a complete roast. I was just glad I wasn't the guy to get roasted and toasted, for crying out loud.
Russ, I love you, man. Hey, so I'll be at the game tonight and with the Twins. And now I'm thinking the Yanks won't have a problem. They have the statistically, they always beat the Twins, but that's something I'm afraid to say it. I'm afraid that I just said that. Tell me about the Twins and the Yanks tonight.
I think you should be afraid to say that. The Yankees will definitely have a problem. Now, I'm not saying that means the Yankees are going to lose, but you're talking about a team that set the record for home runs in a season. You're talking about a team. They got five guys, Joe, who hit 30 home runs or more. So this team can thump with the Yankees. And they're pitching. Listen, but Yankees starting pitching is a question mark. I mean, Paxton's going tonight again, Jose Barrios. Paxton was great the last 2 months of the season.
Yeah.
But you know what scares me? A five-game series is very, very nerve-wracking because, to me, it is paramount for the Yankees to get tonight's game. If, let's say, the Twins win tonight's game, then they're playing with some house money. Then there's no pressure for them to win game two, where all the pressure moves to the Yankees.
Then you go
back to Minnesota for two. And then should there be a game five, it's back in the Bronx. But I think this is a very tough series. You know what, though? The Yankees, in a cockeyed way, did better off not finishing with the best record overall, so they faced the Twins, because the best record overall for the Yankees would have been it would have wound up being the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Rays would give the Yankees problems too. So I don't take anything for granted here. I expect it to be a good series, but, throw statistics out the window as far as I'm concerned. The only statistics counts tonight is who gets the W.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I worry about it. And then sometimes I'm afraid. Why are people so superstitious in sports, Russ Salzberg? Do you ever notice that? If I'm at the Yankee game, I'm afraid to post. When we're there with Mitchell or something, and I always post a picture. If the Yanks lose, it's our fault. Do you ever notice that in the sports? They're crazy. I don't post
everybody else's fault. Nobody looks in the mirror.
Right.
That's always the case.
Yeah. You know what? I had to do this to you, Russ, before I let you go. I looked this up. The actor who tried to put the pillow over Hyman Roth and The Godfather. Listen,
yeah.
Listen, his name was Amerigo Tot, T-O-T, and he was like a Hungarian sculptor, an occasional actor. How great was that guy? He was the guy with the black hat walking around. You're telling me you saw a couple of these people at Frankie Fibro's wedding that looked like that?
I'm telling you, they had to be triplets to this guy that you just mentioned.
It was great. Difficult.
No,
not impossible.
I'm telling you, they had to be true. As mentioned. I mean, I thought maybe they were the guys that were going to whack Mickey Callaway before the Mets did it.
Oh, look out. Look out. Yeah, we knew that was coming, Russ, right? I mean, you saw that coming, correct?
Well, did Mickey do an outstanding job? No. But let's be honest with you. Brody Van Wagenen, the new general manager, made this deal to get Edwin Diaz. He also signed Jeris Familia for $30 million for 3 years. Those two players that I just mentioned were the detriments of the Mets this season. I mean, Diaz, let's put it this way. His ERA was like 5.5 something.
Yeah.
His record was 2-7. I think he had 7 blown saves. And get this, Frank.
Yeah.
He served up a record 15 home runs in the 9th inning. 15 home runs. Your ex-wife couldn't serve up 15 home runs in the ninth inning.
You know what? I hear you, man. Hey, Russ, thank you, man. We love you, and we appreciate it. And to Russ's point about John Catsimatidis as mayor, I got permission from the boss.
Let's go! Catsimatidis for mayor, Crowley for sergeant of arms, and he's just the guy to do it.
Jerry dot Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, Jerry.Crowley at Salem.cc, Jerry.Crowley at Salem.cc. Russ Salzberg, we love you, buddy. Give your wife our best, and we'll see you soon out there. I'll see you at the stadium tonight, Russ Salzberg. God bless you, brother.
Love you, pal. Regards to everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Russ. 8:51 with Joe on the radio right now. Debbie Duhame is out there checking traffic on this Friday on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Thanks. Let's go to the Southern State eastbound, that ramp into Belmont Avenue. It looks like an accident on the ramp. Sunrise Highway East getting up through Hampton Bays. You're moving slowly with an accident there as well. Traffic moving slowly on the Belt eastbound by Bay Parkway. Accident out past the Verrazano. Queens Midtown Tunnel 20 minutes into town. Over on the Grand Central Parkway West out by LaGuardia, it's an accident. And the FDR Drive North in the 60s, a collision there. Henry Hudson moving slowly south by the Moshaloo, an accident still working. The inbound side of the GWB 40, Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland still about 30 minutes in. 80 East, exit 28, a crash. Garden State Parkway South, exit 160, getting down into Paramus, a collision as well. Traffic moving slowly as you take your ride to 287 South, getting down through Franklin Township. The Sawmill North by 100, Route 100 in Hawthorne, a collision. Still Road subject to closure in Monroe as they get ready for the funeral for fallen police officer Brian Mulkeen. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez from Brooklyn's 7th District about the large number of public housing developments in New York and how more money needs to be pumped into NYCHA. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Steve Adubato's The Leadership Hour is moving to a special day and time this weekend so that we can bring you NFL football. It's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, please, there's so much going on. It's all good. But I want to tell you about Rhino Shield now, because you hear me tell you about Rhino Shield, how good it is. Arthur Idala, our buddy, he does the same thing to his home. Rhino Shield's a home. Best thing you could do for your house. If you have a business, too. You know, when people go buy your business, that's your calling card. Hey, that's where so-and-so is. Hey, look at that. That's, you want it to look great. Now, if you get Rhino Shielded, you get Rhino Shielded, it's a ceramic coating. Goes over everything. I can't even tell you what my house was. Was it aluminum? I don't know. Was it vinyl? I think it was vinyl. I'm not sure. Whatever it was, man, Rhino Shield, boom, sticks right on it. It could be cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete, block, whatever coating you presently have. Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating system that keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. It looks great, and you know what you get? A 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, fading. So stop throwing your money away every 5 years on a needed paint job. Think about your home, how you want it to look in the neighborhood. Think about your business, how you want that to look in your neighborhood. Go to the website, please. Set up a free, yes, free estimate at rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhinoshieldofny.com. Your house, your business will look like you just had a brand new paint job, and it lasts a lifetime. 877-744-6608. Susan is spectacular. You will love her. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We have three other kids, too, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names. Try and be a good dad. I sat the older three down, and I explained to them that the new baby does not mean I love them any less, but I will have to let one of them go. So if anyone knows of a toddler rescue, maybe we could get Sarah McLachlan to do the commercial.
I will remember.
Oh, my God.
I love that commercial. Even the dogs in that commercial are like, there's a little heavy-handed, Sarah.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Portions of the show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
That's terrible. Oh, my gosh. Jim Gaffigan. He is so funny. Good guy. Very, very funny. Jim Gaffigan right now.
He doesn't like craft beer. I don't like
him. Oh, look at that. Come on. No, he's very, very funny. Can I have time for a quick call? Ooh, let's go to Barbara in South Carolina. Barbara, we got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. I wanted to let you all know about an incredible YouTube show that was on last night. It was produced by Glenn Beck, who used to be with Fox News.
Yep, okay.
How he used to do his chalkboard and explain everything. Joe, you must watch this because he explains in great detail, very simple, though,
yeah,
a timeline from the beginning when this Ukraine mess started. Who was involved,
yeah,
the DNC and George Soros, everybody that's involved in this. And it helps you to understand why our president gets so upset that no one else,
yeah,
is,
yeah,
talking about,
yeah,
this. But I encourage you and your listeners to please watch this. It'll explain in very simple but good, precise detail on what really went on in Ukraine and why we've got to get this message out.
Barbara, thank you for listening. Thanks for the heads up. It really is. There's a reason behind it. You will never see it in the mainstream media. So you might as well check out Mr. Beck on YouTube, and or just, you can just hear Sean Hannity every night explain it. It's ridiculous what they're trying to come up with, and I think the president's frustration is warranted. Michael Goodwin had an interview with Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about that when we come back on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are searching for the gunman who shot and killed a 23-year-old man in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn last night. Bullets flew on Nostrand Avenue around 10 p.m. Cops raced to the scene, found the victim with a gunshot wound to his stomach. He died a short time later. Police believe the victim had been in an argument with the gunman before he was shot. No arrests have been made. Rockland County Executive Ed Day unveiled his 2020 county budget Wednesday that will hike homeowners' tax bills. $729 million plan would mean the average taxpayer would pay about $36 more a year. Day says he hopes to use some of the budget funding for big, vital infrastructure improvements. In sports, Rangers skate past the Jets 6-4. Thursday night football, Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. The Mets have fired manager Mickey Callaway. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattula, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.